Vinny, you've made a couple of great points, and I know there's people out there right now that are saying, you know what, this guy's right. Now, I say so many of the same things that you're saying about get out of the rat race, you know, find your passion, do what's really you, why do you want to be a slave, fly your Jolly Roger. I don't say it in exactly those terms, but I know hearing it from me and now hearing it from you, there's people out there, the light's going on, they're saying, yes, I really want to do it. But Vinny Eastwood, what do you say to a guy that's got a mortgage and he's got two cars and he's got three kids and he's got a wife, he's got a dog, he's working this job, he's mortgaged to the hilt, he knows that he's got to get out, he wants to get out. What do you tell to those people that are just trying to stay alive? They realize that they want to get out. How can they do it? What practical steps do you think that you can offer to people that are saying, you know what, these two fools are right, I got to do it, how do I do it? What do you say to them, Vinny?
Can we swear on this broadcast?
It's allowed to swear. We're allowed to swear, absolutely.
All right.
Hell yes.
two words, if you're in that situation and you want to get out. Fuck it. All right, seriously. Fuck it. Whatever the hell is your problem, whatever you think is stopping you, whatever you think is so important, whatever you think is a good excuse to not do what you're meant to be doing. If you hate your situation, doesn't mean you hate your kids or you hate your wife or you hate your house or anything, but you hate your situation, that you're a slave. You're going to a slave job, you've got a slave master, you're paying off your slave debt, all of that kind of stuff. Fuck it. Stop it, man. All right? What do you think's going to happen? Okay? Now, really, really think about this. What do you think is going to happen if you just keep doing what you're doing? New world order is getting stronger. Privacy is becoming nothing. Nation states are being eroded away. All the houses are being foreclosed on. All your rights are being taken away like there's no frickin' tomorrow. Your kids are going to get forcibly sterilized. You're going to have a microchip implanted in you. You won't even live to see a day of freedom again. You think that's worth paying off your mortgage for a house that's going to be taken off you? You think that's worth feeding your kids who are going to grow up to be slaves to a bunch of pedophile scum that run your country? You think that's worth it? All of these things that you hold dear, all of these things that you think are valuable, all of these things aren't actually holding you up. They're holding you back. You need to realize what is going on and understand that, hey, look, fortune favors the bold. Quit your slave job. Tell your boss to go frack himself. Tell your kids and your wife, look, I can't be a slave anymore. I know things are going to be really hard, but I've got this really brilliant idea, and I'm going to do it. And the missus will be like, oh, no, you can't. We'll put our family in jeopardy. All right. I'm going to do this, okay? Because there's no other option, all right? I can't keep doing what I'm doing. If I keep doing what I've always done, I'll always have what I've always had. And that's debt and servitude. I mean, what is an excuse? What do you think that... people who've had kids and homes and stuff like that and families to provide for throughout history haven't accomplished great and amazing things by telling their boss to frack off? Hell no. Hell no. History is littered with people who have many, many responsibilities, but they have a higher calling. Do you have a higher calling? What is it that you think you can contribute to society? And if you don't know that yet, you're not going to have any options. This is the world that we live in now. They're trying to destroy the amount of options that you have. And guess what? You have the power innately within you to create things that have never existed. Somebody made a comment to me today, is that, oh, Vinny, you know, you can't reinvent the wheel. And go, really? What do you think a maglev train did? It reinvented the wheel. Here's a way of reinventing it, having that wheel never touch the fracking ground so it never wears down. You can reinvent the wheel. You can change the world. Anthony Robbins, the motivational speaker, said that humanity is suffering from a crisis of faith. Not in religion. Not in government. But a crisis of faith within ourselves.
Vinny, that is so true. And you know, this is a spiritual show, waxing back towards that way. That's what this dude named Jesus was trying to tell us 2,000 years ago. You know, religion, church is trying to say you're a dirty, rotten sinner. You're born bad. And Jesus was saying, no, 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 wait a minute. The kingdom of heaven is inside you. Divinity is inside you. Freedom is inside you. The world of potential is inside you. And this whole matrix of control and guilt descended upon that message, hijacked it, left us with where we are, and really laid the foundation for the whole control matrix to be implemented. And Anthony Robbins is 100% right. And as you were talking, I was reminded of one of my favorite speeches in a movie. The movie was The Hunt for Red October, and Sean Connery was playing the Russian captain. And if you remember that movie, he had taken them out into a Soviet nuclear ballistic submarine, and unbeknownst to all of his officers, he had already announced his intention to defect back home. So all of the Russian Navy was coming after them, and they said to him, you know, what have you done? What have you done? And this is to the guy that you're talking to, Vinny, that's sitting there with the mortgage, that's sitting there with all these things saying, how can I just quit? Well, Sean Connery's speech, and I'll do my best Sean Connery impersonation, it probably won't be that good. He said, when Cortez came to the New World, he had his sailors burn the ships in the harbor. As a result, his men were highly motivated. And that's exactly what you need to do. Get yourself some gas, pour it all over everything. I'm not talking literally, I'm talking figuratively, and take the advice of Vinny Eastwood, strike a match, say fuck it, and throw the damn thing and let it burn up. Run your Jolly Roger up the last remaining piece of wood and say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do what I've been put here to do. And I'll either do it, I'll either die doing what I'm meant to do, but I won't live being your slave anymore. What do you think about that, Vinny?
Well, you'll notice when you do that, that all of a sudden everything that you ever needed suddenly comes to you, right?
Like, absolutely.
I was sitting there one morning. I woke up one morning and I was like, oh my God, I got my rent due. I got my my registration for my car due. I got my internet bill due. I need a $500 donation. And I looked into my PayPal. Guess what was sitting in there? A $500 donation. Yep. I'll be sitting at my desk after my show and go, man, I'm really hungry. I wish I had a pie. And all of a sudden there's this knock at the door. It's my mate Dan. He said, Vinny, I got you a pie.
You know, people think we're crazy. You know, I've been in the same place you are, a little bit different circumstances, working for Marriott, you know, making ridiculous money, selling timeshare, realizing that this is not what I'm called to do. I'm called to do something different. I quit my job, wasn't married anymore. My wife had already left me. My mother goes ballistic. How are you doing this, Jeffrey? You're doing good. You're making all this. And you know what? I had to get rid of the big house. I had to get rid of the two Land Rovers. I had to get rid of a lot of things, but I've consolidated it. I've simplified it. Vinny, I've never been happier. I've never been more fulfilled. I've never been in better physical condition, never been in better mental condition, never been in better spiritual condition. Here we are, 4, 5, 6 years later, building the largest spiritual network on the planet. All day long, I talk to people and watch light bulbs go off and watch them have great victory in their lives. And you know what? I wouldn't take the $300,000 for it again. I wouldn't take the houses and the cars, because this is what it's all about. And I know that when I lay down at night, Vinny, that I can, if I die in my sleep, I know that I can stand before my maker, or however it works out, and know that I've done the best I can do. And really, at the end of the day, that's all you can ask of a man. That's all you can ask of a woman. Do your best. So listen to Vinny Eastwood. Listen to me. Listen to your heart, though. That's the whole thing. Don't do it because Vinny says it. Don't do it because Jeff says it. But if that little voice in your head and in your heart says it, dude, what are you waiting for?